Okay, today's Daf and Dalet. We have Baruch Hashem, another day of Talmud Torah ahead of us, and today we have another day of Agadata. Before tomorrow, we get back to regular Hilchas Eruvin. Bottom of Nun Gimel on the base. Got a lot to do. Two dots. Rabbi Yossi Aglili have a kazil ba'urcha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was going on the way. Ashkecha lebruria. He found Bruria. Bruria was the daughter of Hanina Betradion and the wife of Rabbi Meir. Ashkecha lebruria amar la beizuderech nelech lud. He said to her, how do you get to Lud? Right, this is brought here because of the previous story which we had yesterday, that the man asked, how do you get to the city? And the child said, Arucha Kitzara, Kitzara Arucha. We had the thought of the Olo Sephraim. So he asked, how do you get to Lud? Amra Le Galili Shote. She said, foolish man from Galil. Remember, Galil were the people who didn't speak properly yesterday. Lokach Amru Chachamim. Doesn't Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Al Tar Besicha Emisha? Now, what are you talking, having such lengthy conversations with me? Well, it was only said one sentence. Hayalachalomar be'eza lalud. You could have shortened it a little bit. You could have said be'eza in which way to lud. I mean, you didn't have to say be'eza derech nelech lalud. So that was her rebuke to him. Rav Avad Yosef in his commentary on Pirkei Avos and Anaf Eitz Avos points out that she was reprimanded for this in other Gemaras and she was ultimately punished for this type of behavior. Bruria Ashkachti Lahu Talmida Dad Gagaris Balachisha. Another story about Bruria. One time she found a Talmud that was learning quietly. Bachabe. So literally she kicked him. But again, it might not be literally. It might be just she got upset at him. Amr Leilo Kach Kasuv. Doesn't it say Arucha Bakolu Shmura? Everything should be set up and guarded. And what does that mean? Chazal Darshan. Im Arucha Baramachi Barb Shalcha. If the Torah is guarded in all your 248 limbs, mishtameres, then it's guarded. How does that mean? What does that mean? The Marsha explains that when you learn out loud, when you learn bakol, so then that affects your whole body, and your whole body gets into it. If you just quietly learn, you're not saying anything, then it's not going to affect you. But if you're learning with a voice and a shakol, then your whole body is affected. That's how you. That's how the pasuk is meant to be understood. And if not, then it won't. It won't last. That's the Marsha. I saw the Pesach Hidayim. He does commentary on Erevin. He says maybe she was. Why was she so upset about this issue? Bruria said, "What are you doing?" So maybe because she was a lot api Kabbalah. The kol was what that was the sense which Chava sinned with. Right? She told Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So many times the Chida quotes that you find women who are trying to be misakein the midah of kol. So that's why she wanted him to learn with a kol, because that would be misakein ultimately the chait of chava, because she was chote b'kol, she wanted to be misakein b'kol. That's why Bruria was such a stickler for this halacha. There is a discussion we had a couple of weeks ago on Friday night. Do you get the mitzvah of learning behirher? Meaning, hear her learning, but hear her. Does it require Birchas HaTorah? That's where it comes up in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Hamahar v'divrei Torah, eino tzarach levarich. You don't have to make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning if you're Maharer. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, who argues. The Gra says, what do you mean? You're learning. You're Mekayim Talmud Torah. This is the Gra Lashitaso and five other places where he holds Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch is not so clear whether he holds that way. But at least whether here or Yitzarach Lavarich or not, that might be a good litmus test in the postgim to see whether, that's a halacha. Here, the argument just sounds like an agadata. Oh, it's good to learn bakol with a voice. But it's a halacha lamaisa. So a tshuva of Karen Ludovid quoted that maybe there's a difference between behiru your bakayim, begisa ba yom and balayla. Dakiyim. But you're not keep makayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah v'limazitim. Okay, different ideas. But either way, that the lechatchila one is supposed to learn as one when you could hear it. Tana, especially moving your lips, for sure. We pass. I'm just thinking about it. Okay, if you're thinking of a svara, okay. But the actual limud, we're always supposed to be, it's not reading, it's learning. Tana, Talmud Echad Ayilol Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a student, Shahayashona Balachash. He used to learn quietly. And after 3 years, he forgot his learning. Right, the Mefarshim should point out that the Gemara says if you don't see Simen Bracha after 3 years, then ain't a Simen Bracha Leolam. Then if you're in the sugya for 3 years and you're not Matzliach, then that's the cutoff point. You got to try something else. That's 3 years, right? He was learning Balachash for 3 years, and then he forgot it. Tana Talmud Achanaylo Rabbi Eliezer should chayiv straight from Amakom. There was a Talmud to Rabbi Eliezer that was chayiv Misa to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Marsha points out it's the same Talmud because of the Mishnah that we mentioned yesterday. Kala Shochech Davar Bi Mishnah So. So it's the same also Talmud. So Amru, Hanichulo Adam, Harichulo, no! Don't worry about him. So it's unclear who said. Amru, they said. Did they say in Shemayim that not to kill him? Did these other people say to have a schus? But somebody said, it was said, leave him alone. Adam Gadol Shimesh. He was Meshamesh and Adam Gadol, and therefore he has that schus working for him. So therefore, nothing should be done to him. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Shinana. This is more on the learning out loud. Shinana, smart one. Psach Pumech Kari, Psach Pumech Tani. Open your mouth and be kore, meaning mikra, Torah Shebichzav. Open your mouth, Tani, and learn Mishnah and Gemara, meaning learn out loud. Ki hechi tetzkai im beich v'sori chaye, so that it's mekuyim in you and you live, you have a long life. And the sky beth, the more when you learn out loud, it makes a roshem more. It remains with you more. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, ki chayim heim lemotzeihem. Torah is life for those who find it. Uvachol besaro marpe. It heals the whole body. Al tikre, like where it says, al tikre lemotzeihem or lemotzeihem bape. Don't read it motzeihem. Those who find it, but switch around the nekudos a little bit. Motzeihem. Those who take it out with their mouth, meaning those who speak it, that will give them chayim. That's how you darsh in the pasuk. How about going the kazim of chavrusa? How does it go against? Learning chavrusa is another aspect. Learning chavrusa is wonderful. It's not against this. That's another aspect. The Gemara doesn't have to say all 42 ways to figure out how to help remember it. So this is true. But pass the chavrusa could hear it. That works well. The Gemara at the end of brachas talks about chavrusa. Amar Leishmol Rabbi Yehuda Shirina Chatof Va'achol Chatof Ve'ishti. Grab and eat, grab and drink. Literally, grab quickly, eat and drink. Da alma da azlinan minei ki hiluva dami. Because the world which you are in is like a wedding. What does that mean? So first, let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Chatofa achol chatov eshte. Rashi says on top. Im yishlacha mamon lehanos atzmacha. If you have a lot of money, if you have a lot of gashmius, don't wait until tomorrow. Maybe you're going to die today. Then you won't get hana. So therefore, you know, enjoy what you can. Rashi's not saying to devote your life to Gashmias, but at least if you can get an enjoyment, Rashi seems to say, you know, enjoy yourself. The Meiri, how I think we would have understood it, is like, no, Baruchius, right? Don't say, Efna Kisheshna, when I have time, I'll learn. No, grab it today, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. And the Sfasemis says, maybe, he quotes it as a different pshat than Rashi, but then he says, maybe this is a pshat in Rashi, I don't mean the food. So he says, chatovach o chatovach li, meaning, don't make such a big deal, you sit down, you have to have this kind of food, made in this way, just eat, and get back to learning. Just don't worry about it, chatovach o chatovach li, just eat. You don't have to spend 3 hours at the table, you know, on a weekday. You know, okay, Shabbos, maybe only Shabbos, but chatovach o chatovach li, just do it. There's I saw two pshatim quoted, very nice thoughts about what does it say? Do it right away because the world's like a wedding. What's the pshat of a wedding? So one of the first one fits it well actually with the Sfas Emes. So the Biru HaMefarshim, it's quoted from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. I saw it in the Sefer Biru Hadaf. He says, why? He says, the wedding, though, Olam Hazeh L'Nisuin. Olam Hazeh is like a wedding. What? Because what's a Nisuin? There's so much going on. There's the caterer and the flowers and the guests and everybody's so involved and everything and invitations and weeks ahead and there's so much going on. If the chassan doesn't say Hare At Mekudeshes Li, those two letters, Li, you don't say the word Li, the whole thing is meaningless. You can have all the weddings and all the hachanis and everything going on and all the bands and you don't, the chassan doesn't say the word Li, that's the ikker. Everything's tafel. Everything else follows. You don't say the word Li, so he says, so to an Olam Hazeh. There's so much going on in Olam Hazeh, but if you don't get to the tachlis, you don't get to the Hare At Mekudeshes Li, you don't get to the Torah and the mitzvahs, then everything else is just meaningless. He says, because if you don't, you gotta say that's the key. That's the key for everything. Afkeim olam azem shochech adam mataras vo'o shu'ul sagel mitzvos amasa tov. You don't remember why you came to the wedding. The chazan doesn't remember why he came to the wedding. So he says, forget it. He says the whole thing is null and void. Why you shove a kol bo'o v'chash v'latova. So that's one dimyut to the wedding. But then he quotes v'yeshe bier. He quotes this is a good sheva brachas Torah from the Karen L'David. I'm not sure who that is, but the Karen L'David that. No, another pshat. He says, "Shehine roim." It's a metzias. Be'ez sheudas nisuin shakala karav karav l'simcha hanaaso meha'achila mu'etes. The closer you are to the simcha, the less you eat at a wedding. If you're just there, they had to invite you. You're not so related. Okay, you're related. You never say. So what happens? You go in, you eat it for half an hour at the shmorg, and then you go and eat it at the meal, and you wash. You know, maybe you'll dance one time around, then you go back and eat your soup, and then you. You eat tons. He says, let's say you're a little closer to the Chazal Kala, eat a little bit at the Shmorg, and then you're dancing. The parents, they don't even wash. And the Chazal and the Kala, forget it. They may drink a little bit in the Yichud. So he says, the closer you are to the real, the ikar, the less you're involved in olam hazeh, in the wedding. He says, that's the wedding. He says that's the olam hazeh. The whole world is nivra. What's the whole purpose of the world? All the Gemara is about this. They're nivra for the tzaddikim. The whole world is nivra for the ultimate, for the talmidei chachamim, for the baal chesed. But they're the ones that are least involved in the world. He says, everybody else who's not connected to the Torah, okay, everybody's sitting there. It's like we're all sitting at the table, you know, eating. No, we have to be more involved. We have to be more involved in the Torah and the mitzvot, the Talmidei Chachamim, so we'll be a little less involved in the Suda. Okay, fine. But the more involved, that's the Metzius. The more involved you are, the less you are involved in the Gashmius of the meal. Okay. Those are two thoughts about the connection to the wedding. Okay, there's a lot on this blot. We'll say as much as we can, and the rest will be homework. Amalei Rav L'Rav Hamnuna Bini Im Yesh Lecha, and this fits in maybe why Rashi said what he said, because this seems to be in that derech. Im Yesh Lecha, if you have something, Heitiv Lecha, then do good for you. Meaning use it and spend it on yourself. She'ein B'Sh'ol Tanug, there is no Tanug in the She'ol, in the depths. She'ol was one of the names that we had in the Gemara earlier for Gehenim. The Shein Ba'ol She'ol Tanug, the Ein La'mavis Hismameya. And there is no waiting, like Loya writes, we say in Animamin. There's no waiting for death, but you can come any day, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Al Taman Batzimcha Yom Moscha. V'im Tomar Aniach L'Bni Chok, if I say, oh, I'm going to leave it for my kids. Chok, Rashi says, is food, right? Atrif Lechem Chuki. Let's say, I'm going to leave it for my kids. Bish'om Yagel Lecha. After somebody's in Sheol, who's going to say whether your kids are going to still have it? Maybe they're going to lose it. Meaning, spend a little bit. Okay, obviously, got to take care, try to take care of the children. But the Bishom Yagelacha, Bnei Adam Hadomin LeEsvei Sadeh. He continues that people are like grass. Halalu Notitzin VaHalalu Novlim. You know, some sprout up, some fall down, some wilter. As the children, you don't know what's going to happen with them afterwards. So, got to be invested now, and in that way, you could be sure that you'll have a return on it. Amr Bishu ben Levi, Hamahalech Vaderech Ve'eni Molavaya Yasu Patorah. If you're on the way and you don't know, you have nobody walking with you, so it's somewhat dangerous, right? You're walking on the way and then you're all by yourself. Yasu Patorah. So how do you protect yourself? Be Osek Patorah. Shenemar Ki Livyas Chein Heim. It is a right play on words of a Levaya, but Livyas Chein Heim really means like it's a crown. But Livyas Chein Heim, we darshan on the word Levaya. I saw that the Sharmi Sayyid Alam Balacha quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, who talks about the importance of learning Baderech. The Shlach says, Chiv Gadol al Kol Mahalich Baderech Shiasok Batorah. V'lo Yozuz Mi Lahare B'Divrei Torah L'Kayim Mashenere B'Zalecha Tancha Uscha. Right, it's very important when we're sitting in shul and we're at a shiur. Okay, we're learning. But the ikka, when we're going out, when we're on the way, when we're on a plane or a train, when we're waiting for the elevator for 10 minutes, you know, when we're Baderech, says that's Talmud Torah. The Yomod Bal Pema Sheyuchal Yasok Beizim Mizmor Mumamor Lafarsham. Anything. That's why you have to know something a little bit by heart, so that if you don't have anything, you could be osik in it. And just something that I've quoted before, and that's all required reading for anybody, for all of us out there, and that's the Hagdama of the Chai Adam, of the Chachmas Adam to Yerodeya, where he talks about his reasons for writing the Sefer, his defense. Because the Chai Adam writes that, you know, I'm a businessman, and, you know, people say, he says, I'm not saying this B'Derek Gaiva, but people say that I shouldn't be writing the Sefer. But I just want to say one little thing. He says, firstly, he writes that my great-great-great-great-grandmother had a dream that there was a gzeira on our family that we will never be rich. So he says, that's the metzius of our family. So he writes that, and Baruch Hashem, Baruch Asher Asali Anefesh Hazem Odi Shalom Lehov Mamon. So he says, I'm always, this is who I am. But he says, but when I went to Leipzig, right, that was the shuk in those days, he says, I just want to say that you should take the Sefer for what it is. You shouldn't say I shouldn't be able to write the Sefer. Keeping a siyasil lederech daiti aleha. When I was on the way, that's why I'm quoting this here, when I was on the derech to Leipzig, I didn't stop learning. Ubi shivasi bechanus daiti aleha. When I was sitting in the store, I didn't stop learning. The tasili shafilu b'shas masu matan, I was making deals. But you know what? I had a little Mishnah. I had my Gemara open. Pamim harbi ha'yisi daiti aleha behirur pirish okushya ubefrat b'shisha mitzvahs aseisha kasafti b'chelak aleph, the six mitzvahs tmidios that the Sefer HaChinuch writes. So he says, this is what I did. And then he says that you can even ask the other store owners that were next to me. Sometimes my mind started wandering. But he says, I'm just writing this, that the other socherim will be meyish, afilu beisin, siyasi b'leipzig, lo manati likachi mi gemara, mikra, mishnah, v'afilu b'shas yirid, kimach lamati b'chol yom, dafa chetzi, gemara, chutz mishnais, besides the mishnah, v'chayiroshi, she'an ikotetev his gaus, but it's just so my family knows who I am, and that he, you know, they should, again, we find that there are many businessmen that were mashpia on the Jewish people. Pinchas Kahati is one of them. The Rishash is another one. There are people who weren't in Chinuch and Rabbanus specifically, but you know, that had a tremendous effect. Chai Adam, Chachmas Adam. So he writes that Baderech, he emphasized Baderech he was even learning. That's based on this Gemara, right? Baderech Yasok Batorah. Chosh Berosho, famous Gemara. Somebody doesn't feel well in his head. Yasok Batorah, what are you? Osek Batorah, Shneir Ki Livez Chayin Heim L'Roshecha. Right, it's good for your head. Right, it says Chosh. The poskim say Chosh is for the word Mechush Ba'alma. If you're really sick, you're Cholosh Ein Bosakan, you gotta go take care of yourself. Got to go take medicine. Go to the doctor. But again, it might not just Torah helps. But sometimes if you have such a pain, you know you can't. But chush, if you're just not feeling well, generally mechush ba'alma, like anybody who gets up early, like you always chush for Rosho. So yasak b'torah, that's what we do. Yasak b'torah. Shemar chush begrono yasak b'torah. Let's see, your throat's hurting you. Also learn shemar manakim lagargar osecha for your throat. Chush b'meiav yasak b'torah. You have stomach ailments. Right, it's a refuah for your sharecha, is your belly. Chosh ba'atzmos of yasak b'torah, in your bones, yasak b'torah, shnemer v'shikui la'atzmosecha, chosh ba'kol gufo, yasak b'torah. Whatever hurts, Torah is the answer. Shnemer l'chol b'saro, mar pei. I'll review the Brim Chiyah. Bo reish l'kabit esak adonis baruch hu b'yitz pasav adam. The midah of Hashem is not like the midah of people. Rashi explains here, any medicine that we take has negative side effects somewhere else in our body. Any doctor, you look on any medicine. Do not take this if you are blank, 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 blank. Might cause, you know, not responsible if such and such happens. Every medicine has side effects. But Hashem's medicine, nothing doing. Right? Ain't okay. Not so totally. Yisrael sam chayim l'chol gufo. He gave us the Torah, our medicine. Nothing. There's no side effects. The only thing is an effect on the body. Effect on the person, a good effect. Shnemar l'chol b'saro marpe. The entire basar, it is a marpe. The next time we have a side effect of, you know, we take some kind of a Sudafed and we're up all night because we needed to stop our stuffy nose, we should wake up in the night and say, oh, Torah doesn't do this. Torah doesn't do this. Right? Torah is the chol b'saro marpe. Amar v'ami. Now we get back to what we were talking about before, about learning out loud. Torah is beautiful when it's guarded in your beten. It will be said together on your lips. And we darshan, when are they beautiful? When it is guarded in your stomach. When is that? When it's on your lips, meaning when you say it out loud. Rabzeira says from the following pasuk, Simcha le'ish b'ma'anepiv, v'davar bi'ito matov. A simcha, happiness for a person is when he talks, v'davar bi'ito matov, and how great it is, something in its proper time. And again, we darshan, emasai simcha le'ish, when is there happiness, when does a person really make a kinyan on his learning? Bizman sh'ma'ane b'piv, when it's in his mouth. Lishnach, rina emasai simcha le'ish b'ma'ane piv, when is there simcha in his learning, when he is saying it? Bizman sh'davar b'ito batov, when it's at the proper time. This is another ha'ara. When it's a proper time. When is a proper time? Rashi says, tupshatim. Number one, if you're learning hilchas chag b'chag, right, if you start learning Hilchas Chanukah on Pesach, it's not going to feel so good. What am I doing? Hilchas, whenever you get to a yan in 2 weeks, we're going to start learning about Chanukah. Oh, it's going to feel, oh, I can't wait. Right? Hilchas Chanukah, there's something special to that learning. When you're learning in the proper time what you're supposed to be learning. And the second day, Rashi says, when people ask you kashas about a certain sugya, you're able to answer. That's also, right, that's also Dabar B'ito. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehafka. Rabbi Yitzchak says, fifth wide line from the following pasuk, Kikar that we learn that you're supposed to learn with your out loud. Kikar Abelecha Devar Mo'ed V'Fichu Vav Chalasosa. Pasuk at the end of the Torah. Right, it's very close to you with your mouth and with your heart to do. Emasai Kar Abelecha Bizman Sheh B'Fichu B'Vav Chalasosa. When is it Karo? When is it close to you? When is B'Ficha? B'Fichu V'Vav Chalasosa. The Rabbeinu Bachai on that pasuk says all of our Avodas Hashem is split up into three areas: Maisim, Dibur, and Machshavas. Right? Beficha ubavavcha la'asosa. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava says from this pasuk: Tavas libo nesata lo v'areshes svasa balmanata sela. The desires of your heart Hashem gives to you, the reshes svasa, and what you say on your lips He hasn't withheld from you. Balmanata sela. Emasai tavas libo nasatelo. When is your tavas libo given to you? Right, when you say it. When you say so again, that's when you have to say it out loud. Rava answered as a stira. Rami ksiv tavas liba nasata lo, b'ksiv arachis vada bamanata sela. The beginning of the pasuk talks about your heart, the end of the pasuk talks about your lips. So it says Rava, zocha, if you're zocha, then tavas liba nasata lo. If you're zocha to be on the level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even answer what's in your heart, even before you ask for it. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer, as we said in Tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer even before we ask. Lo zocha, if we're not on that such a level, v'arachis vada bamanata sela. At least after we ask it with our lips, we will be answered. Whenever one of these three words are said in a pasuk, it means forever. Netzach, why? Because as Rashi explains, each of these words appear next to the word la'olam in the pasuk. Netzach, t'chsev kilo la'olam ariv v'lo la'netzach eksof. Right, that's the see, so it's a parallel. Sela d'chsev kasha shemano kein reina bi'ir Hashem zvaos bi'ir elokeinu elohim yichonah ar olam sela. Is that today's yom or is that Thursday's yom? Right, so that's another. You see in the pasuk next to olam, you see sela va'ed d'chsev Hashem imloch li'olam va'ed. So you see la'olam is next to all these three words. That's how you know it means forever. Why do we say this now? Because we just had the word sela in the previous pasuk. What does it mean the Torah should be like a necklace to your neck? If you act like a necklace, that is loose around the neck, and you're loose with people, Rashi says. You don't take things so personally. You're loose. And sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not there. Like a necklace. It's sometimes under your shirt, it's hiding by your neck, and then sometimes you can see it, sometimes you can't. So then Talmud b'skayim b'yada. Then your Talmud would be miskayim. And Rashi here also adds, on the bottom of the column, b'nira v'eino nira, tam b'chacham u'eino rodif latzeis v'lovo b'shuk, el yoshev v'machazer al Talmudo. Right? I mean, you're involved with people. You don't have to spend 5 hours at every function. You know, you go, you say mazel tov, and you wish them, you go, and you go back and learn. No, you have to. You know, time is precious. So you're not rodif latzeis v'lovo b'shuk. So you do what you have to do, and then you go back and you chazer. Many of the lines on this daf, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, Rashi emphasizes the chazering and remembering your learning. Almost everything, which we'll see a little more in a minute, and also teaching to others. Next, but if you don't do this, you're not nira ve'eino nira, but you're always nira, you're always around. So then tamud v'miskayim biyada, right? And that's a talmid chacham isn't always around. He always has to have time to learn. You know, we think that we always take advantage of talmid chachamim, another shir, but sometimes they have to have time to learn in order to prepare themselves. What does it mean that his cheeks are in Shira Shirim. L'chayiv karugas habosim is like an arugas habosim. So aruga is a flower bed. So we say, meisim adam atzmo ka'arugazu. If a person makes himself like a flower bed, shahakol dashinba, that everybody tramples on him. Ukibosimze, and like a spice, shahakol mizbasimba, that somebody goes to you and then they smell from you, from your spices, tamud miskayim. What does that mean? Rashi here says again, shemelamed Torah l'talmidim. What does it mean? Everybody gets spiced, gets smell, gets beautiful aromas from you. So it means that you teach others Torah. That's what this is talking about. Then tamud miskayim. Again, this is what was referred to Motzi Shabbos at the Malava Malka. That it's there's a special skula when you teach Torah that you're going to remember the Torah. That's going to be miskayim biyadcha. Again, it's a mitzvah. Whenever you teach something, you know it better. Whenever you have to give a project at work, you know, you remember these projects 4 years later. When I do stam on a regular day, I do some work. That's when I have to present it to others, it always remains with me more. But again, besides the mitzvah, it's a special skula that is going to remain with you. V'yama, Rebbe Lazar, my destiny of Luchos Eben. Luchos Eben, what do we darshan from that? Adam meisim atzmo es l'chayiv ke'even zu. So we darshan luchos and l'chayiv. If a person makes his cheek like a stone, she'ena nimches, that it doesn't get rubbed out. Again, Rashi says, and you teach others, you don't care that they're going to step on you, but you just teach others Torah, tamudim miskayim biyado, it's going to last, v'yamav ein tamudim miskayim biyado. Fine. The Amr of Elazar Ma'ed Esliv Charis Ala Luchos. What does it mean? Engraved on the Luchos. El Mali Lo Nishtar Bar Luchos Harishonos. Lo Nishtar HaTorah MiYisrael. If the Luchos Rishonos hadn't been broken, Torah would not have been forgotten. So I alluded to yesterday the Hakdam of the Shari Yosher, Shimon Shkap. In his Lamed Sefer of Shari Yosher, in the Hakdamah there, he quotes this Gemara, and he asks, before he quotes the Gemara, he says, Bahashkafa Rishona Hu Inyan Sasum. The whole breaking of the Luchos, Kasha that the Velt asked, everybody asked, how did Moshe break the Luchos? He thought there would be no Torah. He thought that it's all over because they did the Egel, they forget it, they're not going to have to live with the Torah anymore. What was he thinking? So says the Shif of Shimon Shkap, he quotes our Gemara, that the first Luchos, but Esau wouldn't have forgotten anything. What does that mean? He explains that the first Luchos were Etz Be'elokim. It was the finger of God. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that if Bnei Yisrael would get this Torah, they would learn once, they would never forget anything. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized there was a danger that somebody who was not dedicated, somebody who wanted to learn and then use the learning for his own ulterior motives, he could be able to learn, no kol Torah kula, and that's it. And then go off on his own way. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klai Yisrael can't exist that way. I can't. I hope there's another Luchos, but you can't have this Luchos, because look what happened. Look what happened. They're doing the Egel. I have to create a Torah, and hopefully I'll get another Luchos. That'll be Maisa Adam. Maisa Adam. What's Maisa Adam means? You gotta work. You gotta have Yigia. You gotta have Amelos. That's Luchos Shnios. And that's how we work, because the only way you're Kona Torah is if you dedicate your life to Torah. If you have Yigia and Amelos for Torah, that's Luchos Shnios. And that's how we live, says Rav Shem Mishkat. We're supposed to, that's why we sometimes forget things, because we have Luchos Shnios. We have to realize that's just meant to be an impetus for us to help remember. So that's Rav Shem Mishkat's Chiddush on this line. And then we have another Chiddush on the next line about the Luchos Shnios. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Ein kol uma v'rushlasha shaletas bahen. If we would have gotten the first luchos, there would be no nation that would be able to control us. Shenemar charus, al tikrei charus el acherus. It says lashon charus and gravy, kedarshin it to mean cherus. Right? No nation would have been able to overcome us if we would have gotten the luchos rishonas. There's an unbelievable diuk that the Meshech Chachma, I'm not sure if I ever mentioned this, maybe at a Shal Shudis a couple of years ago, that the Meshech Chachma has a Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is mentioned, going up to be Ola Regel. Only in the Kisisa at the end does Hashem make a promise that don't worry, nobody's going to go into your land. Le'achmodish is Artzacha, and then you know that's and there are midrashim that talk about how there was Nisim done protecting people's land who went up to Yerushalayim. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why didn't we say this in Mishpatim? That's the first line. That's the first time that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is mentioned. Right? What did Dafke afterwards in Kisisa? So he writes in Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Chaf Gimel. He says no. The pshat is in Mishpatim. It was before the. It was Luchos Rishonos. By Luchos Rishonos, what does the Gemara say? In Uma Sholatas Bahem. Nobody's going to overtake us. So we didn't need the promise. Only after the end of Kisisa, by the Luchos Shnius now. Different world. Dafka there, the Torah says, V'yach Modish is Artzacha. Dafka there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us the promise, because now we're in a different existence. And so you have the Rav Shimon Shkup on the first line, and the Meshech Chachma on the second line. Next. Amar of Masna. My Dasiv, Umi Midbar Matana. What did the Pasuk mean? Umi Midbar Matana. This is from the Masaos. There's two different places. But we darshin. In Mesem Adam Atzmo Kamidbar, if you make yourself like a midbar, Zesh, I call Dushinbo, that everybody tramples on. Again, Rashi explains that you let everybody, you know, come to you and make you exhausted and you're answering Shilas, then Talmudim Miskayim Biyado, then your Talmud will be Miskayim. Vimla Bein Talmudim Miskayim Biyado. And if not, you're only for yourself, then your Talmud won't be Miskayim. Rabbi Breda Rav Yosef Arachana Havilei Milsel Rav Yosef Bahadei, he and Rav Yosef had a little argument. Kimatam Aliyomit Kippore, when Erev Yom Kippur came. Right, the post can point out this Gemara is one of the Gemaras that will prove that Erev Yom Kippur, you gotta go ask Mechila. Right, Mitzvah Yom Kippur is only Mechapur and Benadam Lamakom. So in Erev Yom Kippur, he went to make up. So Rabbi Breda Rav Yosef went to make up with Rav Yosef. So Amar Ezel Afaisi, I'm gonna go be Mefaisim. Az Ashkhil Shame, Tukamazag Lekasa, he found that Rav Yosef servant was pouring him a kos and diluting it for him, a cup of wine. So Amrle Havli, the Imzageana, let me do it. I'll do it for him. So Yavli Mazgei, so Rava went and gave him the kos, and by the way, remember, if Yosef was blind. So if Yosef couldn't see who it was. So Rava gave him the kos, Kidatame, when he tasted it, Amar, Damiyai Mzigal, Mzigal, the Rava Breder of Yosef, Rachama. Wow, this tastes like it was diluted by Rava. Rashi says he was an expert diluter. Right? So he was known. It was Nika that it was his. It was an expert diluter. So Amalei, I know who. It's me. You're right. So Amalei, you're here? I gotta ask you a kasha. Well, this is that when you see so you meet a Rebbe, you haven't seen it in a long time. I have a kasha I've been meaning to ask you. Right, that's the Musar. Well, Taisava Kare Khadam Farsha Liani Kroy. Don't sit down until you answer and keep shining these psukim. What's the pshat of these psukim, which the pashtus is just places? But what's the drasha? Amarle the following: Midbar batana. If you make yourself like a midbar, you get Torah as a matana. And what does given to you as a matana? Nachalo el. Hashem becomes your Yerusha. You have a special connection. Shneemar umi matana nachli el. Next two words, v'kibesh nachlo el ovaladula. And once you become connected to Hashem, then you go up in greatness. Shenemar umi nachliel bamos. Right, bama is a very high point. The megas libo, and if you start thinking that you're so great, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put you down. Shenemar umi bamos, hey guy, right from the high point to the valley. V'mchozer bo, but then if you do tshuva and you realize your place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbio, Hashem's going to lift you back up again. Shenemar kol ge yinase, every valley will be lifted up. That's how you darshan the psukim. Four lines to the bottom. Amar Avunim Ayyosef Chayascha Yashuba Tachin Botoscha La'ani Elokim. Animals. This is referring to Har Sinai. Chayascha Yashuba. Your animals, your chayos, will sit there. Tachin B'tovascha La'ani. You will prepare your goodness for a poor person. Elokim. End the pasuk. How do we darshan? Im adam mesim atzmo kechayazu. If you make yourself like a chaya, shedoreses va'ocheles, that grabs and eats, doreses va'ocheles. So Rashi here explains, like we had the Sfas Emes earlier, that you're not makban on the tanukim, just eat. You're not worried if it's not perfect, if it's not spiced so well. You know, don't focus so much on the pleasures in life. So you're doreses va'ocheles. Or if you get the amri, shemasreches va'ocheles. Masreches va'ocheles, that means Rashi says that, again, if you accept the food when it's saruach, when it's not totally ready, tamudim is kind of biyado. It just means if you don't have to focus so much on the gashvis, on the tanukim, then your Talmud will be miskayim. V'imlav ein Talmudim miskayim biyado. And if not, your Talmud won't be miskayim. Rashi has a lishna achrina, which he likes, and that means, what do you mean, doreses v'ocheles? No, again, it's referring to Torah. After you learn, you jump on it, and you chazer it, and you make sure that it's in your brain, that's doreses v'ocheles, then your Talmud is miskayim biyado. V'mosa kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oselo se'uda, after all, he says that. Why did Rashi says that? Because he says, a Talmud Chacham, we have all the Gemaras. He has to be very proper. He has his, in Shabbos, that you can't have a stain on your jacket. You can't be dereses v'ocheles. You can't be a chazer. Talmud Chacham has to have extra precautions. So that's why he learns this regarding Talmud Torah. Next. V'imosa kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oselo suda ba'atzmo. And if you act this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you your own suda. Shenemar tachin b'tovascha la'ani elokim. What's the pasuk in Mishlei referring to when it says the garter of the figs will eat its fruit? So why is the Torah compared to figs? Figs, Rashi points out, don't all grow at once. There are different times that they ripen, different figs. So just like a fig tree, whenever you go to the fig tree, you're going to have some figs there. There are some figs that are ripe now. So to Divrei Torah, whenever a person learns, no matter when it is, a person finds taste in them. I think a var that we quoted in maybe all three or four Haggadah Shirin that we've given, one of my favorite ones, the Beis Halevi on the Haggadah. By the Dalad Banim, it says, Baruch HaMalkam Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasim Torah L'Amo Yisrael, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. So the Beis Halevi says, what's the Keneged? Baruch HaMalkam Baruch Torah, Keneged Arba Banim. So the Beis Halevi says, it's unbelievable. You think about any other limud, any other content, any other science. First grader has his book, you have a beginner's book, you have an advanced book, you have an intermediate, right? You have the physics, you have physics for high school, you have physics for college. Every other content in area in life, every other chachma, you graduate from book to book, from textbook to textbook. The same Rashis that the first grader learns, the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world learns. The Torah has this magical power. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah is keneged everybody. Echad Arasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shinu Dielishol. It's in the Beis Halevi Haggadah. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. That's the galus of the Torah. That's like the figs. Whenever you go there, you find time. You can learn it 500 times. You've been Maver Sedra for 45 years. You have a new insight into Rashi. That's the Torah. Amr Shom Menachem Eini Ma'ed Chesid. Ayalas Ahavim V'Yalas Chein. The ayelas ahavim. So the Torah is compared to an ayala, to a deer. Lama nishul divrei Torah laayelas. Lomer lacha ma ayala rachma tsar v'chaviv al bala kasha v'sha kasha rishona. Just like an ayala has its features. It has a small, has a narrow rechem, narrow womb, and it's chaviv onto its mate like the first time. Ap divrei Torah chaviv alam dan kasha v'sha kasha rishona. So that when we learn, we have such a great love for it. It's as if the first time we're learning. The yalas chayin. What does that mean? Shemalas chein alom deha. Chein, that it means it's the Torah gives chein and favor on its learners. Rav Soloveitchik writes in a number of essays how there's a kiddush hagavra. There's a sanctification of the person when he's learning. It's not just another mitzvah. But you become a new chalos, chalos shem gavra. When you're a lome Torah, you're a new person. Again, he writes this in a number of places. Dadecha yiravucha b'chal eis. Again, the puzzle continues. Dadecha, your dadim satiate us. Dadim, which is usually the part of a woman's body. Dadim yiravucha b'chal eis. They satiate us all times. Lama nimshul divrei Torah k'dad. Why is the Torah compared to a dad? Ma dadzeh chazan shatirik b'mashish b'mosi b'chalav. Whenever the child nurses, So then he finds milk. Al divrei Torah calls mancha adam hoga behen motzi behen tam. So to divrei Torah, whenever a person learns them, you find a taste. The Ben Yoyada also says that learning, sometimes a baby wakes up in the middle of the night whenever he wants to nurse. Day, night, it's always ready for him. You know, even if the mother isn't ready for him, but it's always ready for him. So to Talmud Torah, the Torah is always ready for you. Whenever you want to learn day, you want to learn night, you want to learn on the derech, whenever it is, Torah is always ready for you. Ba'avasa tishke tamid. You should always be shoga in its love. Tado, meaning you should always be totally consumed with the love of Torah. Kagon Reb Elazar ben Pedas, like him. Amar Lav Reb Elazar ben Pedas, they said about him, he used to be learning Torah in the lower marketplace. V'sadino mutav b'shuka elyon sasibari. He didn't realize he left his coat up in the shuka elyon. He was so engrossed in his learning, as we've had a number of gemaras already, that right, you walk outside your tchum, oh, it must be that he's in the middle of learning. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Elazar, Pamachas ba Adam Litzlo Masa Bosaraf. Just to answer, sometimes one time people went to take his coat, which was in the other marketplace, and they found the snake underneath. The snake was guarding it, that nobody would take it. Special connections. Because Baruch was sent in the snake to guard it. Again, we find many Gemaras and Poskim to talk about not being able to get Torah out of your head. Tana, second wide line. Those who ride the white donkeys, those that sit on midin, and hoche al derech sicho, talk. So what do we darshan? Those who ride the donkeys, those are the talmidei chachamim who go from city to city, to learn Torah. Right? Sometimes Torah is not in your backyard. You got to go find it. Sechoros, what does it mean? White? That they make the Torah like white, like clear as afternoon. Right? They give clear svaras. Yoshvei al midin, shadonin din emes, la amito. What is midin? It's from the word din, that they judge properly. The last phrase refers to all different types of learners. V'holchei, ilubali mikra, al derech, ilubali mishnah, sichu, ilubali talmud, shekot sichas in different Torahs. So all kinds of learners are included in this pasuk. A trickster will not roast his sayid. So the pashas of the pasuk is that somebody who gets his animal in a conniving way won't be able to benefit from it. But we darshan from it, lo yichyev lo yarich, one won't live long. That's from yachroch yarich yamim sayid haramai. A false side, a false trapsman. Rashi here again explains it, and Rashi in Avodah Zarah is even more elaborate. Rashi is the third line on top. Again, if you're a trickster, if you're learning and you never chazar, Rashi says that's what this is referring to. Side Aramai. Again, we have a lot of emphasis the past 2 days about chazara. Daf Yomi Baruch Hashem is unbelievable and it's great, but we got to find some time to review it a little bit. In some way, you got to find time to review it. Rav Sheshes Amar, Side Aramai Yachroch. Rav Sheshes says no, it's a rhetorical question. Side Aramai Yachroch. The trapper won't enjoy and won't burn his food. And Rashi explains it means that in a good way because of the following: Ki asa Rabdimi Omar Mashal Tzayid. This is what we're talking about in the pasuk. A trapper shetasi parim that traps birds. Im rishon rishon mishaber knafav mishtamer. If each time you trap a bird you break the wings so it can't fly away, then it'll be guarded. V'mavein mishtamer, and then it won't be guarded. So too says Rashi that every time you learn something you got to be koneh, you got to chazer it, and then that means trapping its wings, breaking its wings so it doesn't go away from you. You don't want the Torah to fly away from you. So therefore, you got to really be koneh it, and then you can move on to the next piece. Right? Related to the Tosfos we spoke about yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, whether you're allowed to learn more, whether you forgot the first thing. Okay. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Mai Dachsiv, Hon Me Hevel Yimat V'Kobetz Al Yad Yirbeh. What is that? How do we darshan in that pasuk? Im osa adam toraso chavilos chavilos. The word hevel and chevel we're playing on. If a person makes his Torah bundles, bundles, chavilos, chavilos. What does that mean? So the way the mefarshim assume it means that you're learning 45 different things at once. And you have your head in 25 different places. Miss mine. It's not going to last. Vimla. But if you focus on one learning at a time, or one or two learnings, then kovetz al yad yarbet. Then it'll be marbet. Then you'll really be able to be koneh. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabban Alaha Milsav Avriyalei. Rava says, no, some Rabbanan didn't do that, and they transgressed it. I mean, they had their head in a lot of different places. Okay? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ano Avitevi Kaim Biyadi. No, I followed their advice, and it was Mekuyam in me. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzat Seder Mishnah. So once we're talking about importance of learning and how many times you have to chazer, how is Torah taught originally? Right, this is quoted in the Rambam's Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos. That's how, because the Rambam talks about this, the Mesorah of Torah. Here it is. Keta Zeta Mishnah, Moshe Li made me Piagvor. Moshe learned Torah from Hashem. Nichnas Aaron Vashanalob Moshe Pirko. So Aaron came in, and Moshe taught Aaron the Torah. Nistalik Aaron Vyasha Lismal Moshe. Aaron went, and then went to the left of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nichnas Ubana Vashanalob Moshe Pirkan. Aaron's sons then came in, and then Moshe Rabbeinu again repeated the Torah. Nistalik Ubanav, and then the sons of Aaron again went to the side. Elazar Yashav Li Min Moshe Visamar Lismal. The two sons went to the sides of the great leaders. Lismal Aaron. Rebu Damar the Olam Aaron Li Min Moshe. But Rebu that says, okay, Aaron went to the right of Moshe. Chose Nichnas Zakenim. So after this lineup, whatever the lineup they had, the Zakenim came in. Vishanel and Moshe Pirkan. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu for a third time teaches the Torah. Nistalkuab Zakenim Nichnasu, and then the Zakenim left, or they went to the side. Nichnasu Kol Ha'am. Then the rest of Klal Yisrael came in. Vishanel and Moshe Pirkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu again teaches them. Nimsu Biad Aaron Arba. So it comes out that Aaron heard it four times. Biad Banav Shalosha. Biad Zakenim Shnayim. Biad Kol Ha'am Echad. 4, 3, 2, 1. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, see you later. Nisalik Moshe Vashanel and Aaron Pirkan. Moshe leaves Aaron. Again, because if when you teach it, it remains better in you. Then Aaron HaKohen taught everybody left. Then Nistalko Aaron. Then Aaron left. Shanel and Banav Pirkan. The two sons of Aaron then taught everybody else. Nistalko Banav Shalom Zakenim Pirkan. The two sons of Aaron left and Zakenim taught. Nimsa Biad HaKol Arba'a. Everybody heard the Torah four times. Mikan Amar Abelazar Chai Odom Lashanos Latamudo Arba'a Pa'amim. You have to learn something four times. The Marsha points out three times is a chazaka. That you have a chazaka and one time lishma. That's why it's at least four times. And I also saw the one of the achronim say, "I the Gemara Chagiga says you have to learn it 101 times." So four times for the basic havana. 101 times if you really want to remember it. I once had a friend, somebody has his own yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I was in yeshiva with me. So he says to me once, he says, "You don't really start to understand until the 10th time. So until you learn it." So, you know, it might be even more times to really get a true Havana. At least a basic Havana maybe with four times. Says the Gemara of a Kal V'chomer, you have to learn it four times. What's the Kal V'chomer? My Aaron Shalom be Moshe. Umoj be a Gvurakach. If Aaron and Moshe had to learn it four times, Hedyo mi pi Hedyo lachas kam v'kama, surely us, we have to learn it four times. Rabbi Kiva Omer Nashachai Vadim L'shanas L'thamud Abshi L'madenu. How do you know you have to teach your Talmud until he knows it? Even if he doesn't get it the first few times. Shnemar v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. You have to teach it to b'nei Yisrael. You have to make sure they know it. U'minayin nashadei sidur b'fiyim. How do you know until it's set in their mouth? Shnemar sima b'fiyim. You have to place it in their mouth. The Rebbe can't just teach it and then hope the Talmud understands. He's got to make sure they understand it. And if it means he has to go slower, so be it. U'minayin shachayav l'haros l'opanim. How do you know you have to be marah l'opanim? Rashi says you have to tell him the svara. You can't just force feed. This is it. You got to explain. You got to do the svara behind it. When you have a halacha shir, you got to do the makarus. You really want to understand it. You got to go through the sugya. You can't just read the Mishnah Berurah. You have to understand it. Shneimar, it's beautiful to read the Mishnah Berurah. Chas v'shalom. But again, if you have more time, you have to try to understand the reasons that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Shneimar ve'ilam mishpatim asher tasim lufneihem. They have to place it in front of them. Period. V'ligmaru kulam Moshe. Why didn't Moshe just tell everybody four times? Why'd he leave in the middle, then Aaron, then the others? No, he wanted to give kavod to the others so they could take part in the teaching process. Why was there any overlap? Why didn't, after Moshe taught Aaron, why didn't he leave? Right? And then Aaron, everybody would teach it four times. Moshe would teach everybody, then he would leave. So it says the Gemara, keep it the Moshe with Piagvura Gamar Mistaya Milsa. No, because Moshe got it from Hashem, it's really that Moshe would teach everybody at least once. Let Moshe teach everybody at least once, and then after that, you know, then others would teach it. Omar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Lo'olam Aaron Limin Moshe Choser. Rabbi Yehuda argued, he said Aaron always went to the right of Moshe. Unlike the Tanakam, who said he went to the left. Kamana Azva, Hadatani Shlosha Shayim Acham Adere Harav Beemsa Ugodol Biyamino Vekadem Espolo. The brisa that we have, that when three people are walking on the road, the Talmud Chacham is in the big, the Rav is in the middle, and the greater one is to the right, and the smaller one is to the left. Lame Rabbi Yehuda Yivul Rabbanan. Is that Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Yehuda says Aaron Akoin went to Moshe's right. So no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would agree in this case. Why? Mishem Tircha to Aaron. Because when Aaron's the only one there, Rashi explains, he couldn't go to Moshe's right. That was not proper. So he had to go to the left. So when other people came in, then he was going to go to the right. So he says, that's a Tircha d'Aaron. He's already here. Let him stay there. So maybe even the Rabbanan would agree in this case. One of my favorite stories in Shas. Rabbi Preda, Hav Lehu Talmida, Davi Tarnali Abba Meazini, V'gamar. Famous Rabbi Preda. He taught a Talmud 400 times. Whenever he taught this Talmud something, he had to teach it to him 400 times before he understood it. So usually, this is focused on the Gaulus of Rabbi Preda. Unbelievable patience. 400 times every day. So that's 100% true, but I like to say it's also the guidelines of the Talmud. Usually after three times, my Talmud say? Okay, I didn't get today's shir. I'll get tomorrow's shir. Okay, big deal. I didn't understand it. No, it's the Amil. Somebody who doesn't understand something, 400 times! And he's not frustrated and doesn't close the safer. Forget it! I hate it! Enough already! No, the patience of the Talmud. Yes, it's the patience of the Rebbe, but it's also the patience of the Talmud. So this is a big Musar Haskel, this Gemara. Yom Achad by Yolam Milsa the Mitzvah. One day, Rabbi Prida got a phone call that he was going to have to leave right after Shia to go do a Mitzvah. So Tana Levo Gamar. So he taught it the normal 400 times, and the guy still didn't get it after 400 times. Amalei, in the Mishnah, what's going on today? Usually 400 is enough. Amalei, he shied to Amalei Lamar Ika Milsa the Mitzvah, Askel Daitoi. Since they came in and told Rebbe, you're going to have to leave right afterwards, you know, I've been nervous that you were going to leave. So I haven't been able to concentrate properly. I've had a Hesachadas. I keep thinking that you're going to have to leave. Rebbe, I'm nervous. So he says, don't worry about it. Let me teach you again. He taught it 400 more times. Nafka Basko, a Basko went out from Shemayim. For Amarlei, Nichalach the Lesbid Chadalan Meashani, O the Tisku Ath the Dorech La Alma Daasi. Rabbi Preda, what do you want? Do you want another 400 years of your life? Or do you want you and your whole generation to go to Olam Haba? Says you teach a Talmud 800 times, you have that schus. Omar, the Nisko Anava Dura La'amba Da'asi, he chose the latter. He chose, I want everybody, me and my generation, all to go to Olam Haba. Armalin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tznu Lo Zuvazu. Give him both. That's the galas of a Preda, the galas of patience of a Talmud, and the patience of a Rebbe. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue. Again, we have a few more lines of Agadata, then we get back to Ketzin Ma'abri Nisa'arim. Ketzin Ma'abri. Okay, the Rishi was Lezecha Nishmas, Yitzchak Ben Peretz.